Residents look bewildered as smoke billows over this area near a railway in the Crimean Peninsula. The Moscow-installed governor of occupied Crimea, Sergei Oksionov, said Ukraine was behind the drone attack. Ukraine's military appeared to confirm it had launched the drone strike, saying it had destroyed an oil depot and Russian arms warehouses in the Krasnovitsky area. However, it did not specify what weapons were used. Russian authorities said the Ukrainian strike led to civilian evacuations and disrupted transport in Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Following Russia's full invasion of Ukraine last year, Kiev pledged to recapture all territory, including Crimea. The latest attack also came after Russia hit ports in Ukraine following the collapse of a grain deal between the two countries on Monday. The agreement allowed Ukraine to transport grain through the Black Sea safely. It was not immediately clear if or how many casualties there were in Saturday's Crimea blasts. However, elsewhere the death toll continued to rise, including among journalists trying to cover Europe's most significant armed conflict since World War II. Russia's defense ministry said a war correspondent for Russia's RIA news agency was killed and three other Russian journalists were wounded by shelling near the front line in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region on Saturday. The ministry claimed Ukraine launched an artillery strike on the journalists using cluster munitions, but those claims could not be immediately verified independently. However, Ukraine has received cluster bombs from the United States as part of a new military aid package worth up to $800 million. Human rights groups criticized the move as more than 100 countries banned the weapon. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.